This week, members from AFGE DOD Local 2077 will share their stories about the personal impact of furloughs and sequestration. And later, Alliance for American Manufacturing President Scott Paul will address the current state of U.S. manufacturing. But first, we've been joined by AFGE Defense Conference Chair Don Hale. Don, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Jason. How's everything going?
Don, we're doing great, and we're here today at AFGE Local 2077's SummerSlam organizing event at the Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan. What have you taken away from this event so far today?
Oh, I think it's been a great day. The locals done a real good job. The participation of the employees, both members and potential members, has been great. So I'm real proud and really congratulate the efforts of the local. Did a great job. Been a great day. It's beautiful.
You've been speaking with the membership here for a couple of days and talking about some of the important issues facing DOD workers. Of course, number one on that list is furloughs. What's the latest?
You know, we're going to continue with our plan. We began a plan first by having a massive response to the initial intent to furlough notices, and we need to continue from there. We've been driving that message here at Suffrage all week about the importance of filing an appeal, not just because it's the only process where employees may get reimbursed for their furlough days, but it's our due process, and we need to bog them down with tens and tens of thousands of appeals and then let them figure out how to listen and how to respond to our individual circumstances, those individual issues which reach out and touch us that they are required to respond to. I want to hear some of their responses, to be honest with you.
What kind of response have you been getting from the employees here this week?
We have a big effort here. There's a lot of folks here from the district, from the national office, and I think that employees have been impressed that AFG is more than willing. We are. We're doing it. We're giving this support to the people that we represent, and we're going to continue to do it throughout the country.
What's the most important thing that you take away from an event like this, a situation like this?
That people understand the process. There's quite a few people that have hung around just to sort of chat. They're relaxed, and I think that it builds a comfort. And I think that that comfort will spread. By that, I mean these folks are going to go back to the job sites and going to say, hey, listen, I just had a very good experience, and you know what? I know where I'm putting my cards. I'm going to back that horse over there. And I think, you know, as a union leader, certainly myself as a DEFCON chair, that's what I look for.
You talked about the support that AFGE is giving to the membership, but along with that support needs to be, of course, the employee participation. Talk to me about what it's going to take to get every single person to stand up and defend themselves.
It's going to take people having belief and faith in the process, and that's going to occur through events like this. It's a scary time for folks, and we're asking them to do something with no hopes of even stopping the furlough. Let's make that perfectly clear. We're not stopping anything. All we're going to try to do is to make good for a bad thing that happened this year. So, you know, this is the beginning of a process, but the goal, the light at the end of the tunnel, is to stop sequestration. That's the bottom line. Let's start being treated with just a little bit of dignity. And later on tonight, we're going to have another event that I'm really looking forward to. It sounds really exciting. But then to talk about what our political expectations are and how to draw, actually, to be honest with you, how to draw the support of both sides of the aisle. Because we're not getting help from either side at this stage of the game. And one thing that I've been telling people this week, listen, if you have a relationship with your member of Congress, show him what's happening. You know, this morning we had breakfast with some community leaders to get them to understand the effects of 20% reduction of those that support your community. So, you know, there's a lot for us to do, but after being re-energized with events like today, I mean, I'm ready to keep moving forward. We're going to get this done.
Don, this isn't your first uphill battle representing DOD employees. We know all too well about the efforts from the National Security Personnel System and AFGE's response to that. Now you're seeing the union fight back against furloughs and sequestration. What is the broader significance of the union being in the fight?
The civilian workforce would be dilapidated. It would be non-existent. there would be some contract oversight, but you would no longer be a federal employee, not for the Department of Defense. They'd have a skeleton workforce overseeing their buddies. Excellent segue, because I'm going to tell you a little story, my friend. You know, you're right. Since A76, we put a moratorium on that. Privatization, we stopped privatization. We kicked NSPS to the curb. And now this, and one would have to wonder, what is the overall objective? It's because of the work of AFGE and the people that we represent that we've been successful in the past. And I believe that they continue to do whatever they can to minimize this workforce through backdoor policies and initiatives aimed at strangling us and looking us look inefficient. So I got a phone call. Just so happened you're going to be, this is a hot story for you, my friend. 15 minutes ago, from a steward of mine. Hey, Don, they're going to take away our trucks. Okay, so we actually started this a couple months ago. Going to reduce our trucks by 42%. How do you get the work done if you got no trucks to get there? Originally, when they did this 2 years ago, we were putting our mechanics on shuttle buses, but they have since eliminated the shuttle buses. So I met with the garrison commander about this, like I said, about four weeks ago. And I said, sir, what are we going to do? He says, listen, they're not my trucks. We don't own the trucks. They're owned by the Army Materiel Command. And they said they want their trucks back. And if we don't get them back, we would have to pay for them. I don't have the money to pay for them. A couple weeks later, he calls me back in the office. This was after we renovated the golf course and everybody's getting new furniture. And he says, Don, listen, we need to get rid of the trucks. I said, yeah, I figured that. He says, listen. He said, I've got so much money, I can't even spend it. He said, I can't spend it. He said, so I went to the Army Materiel Command and told them, well, okay, we'll pay for the trucks. Army Materiel Command said, nope, we changed our minds. You can't have them whether you pay for them or not. Hence the reason why, in my humble opinion, there's something out there to tie our hands, to make us look ridiculous, to furlough us when they're renovating golf courses, when they're still refurbishing their offices. We're not going to stop fighting.
You essentially are saying that the money's there if it's chosen to be used.
Oh, absolutely. You know, now I'm going to say this during an interview, and I will stand by this because I'm not the only one, but these folks, they're not stupid. I was personally told, again, my installation, West Point, had enough money to pay all the civilians. They had so much money, they're trying to figure out how to spend it, but it can't be used on payroll. So, again, this is a plan just to obliviate DOD civilians, in my opinion. What else could it be?
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're here with Don Hale, the chair of AFGE's Defense Conference. Don, in addition to leading DOD workers, AFGE members, you're yourself a federal employee. You've received a furlough notice.
Correct.
What does this mean to you?
Well, like everybody else, you know, I'm going to be reduced by 20%. It affects in a lot of ways. I'm a single guy, so I have bills like everybody else. I have grandchildren that you try to do what you can do. You know, one of my children is a single mom. Try to help her out when I can help her out. And, you know, the ability to do that little extra will be taken away. It's not going to devastate me as much as many of my members that I'm truly concerned about their inability to have the right medical treatment, their inability to keep a roof over their heads. You know, West Point runs the gambit. We're like a little city. So we have custodial workers to doctors and professors. The problem is the docs and the professors, although they're going to get furloughed, they could handle it more than the custodial making $12 an hour.
Do you feel that the public, Congress, understand federal employees and who they really are? Do you believe they are portrayed fairly?
No, not at all. Not at all. But truth be told, I would have to certainly place some of the blame on us. I don't think we do a good enough job selling ourselves. But it's hard to sell yourself when you're in the continuous battles that we always seem to be in. But one thing about these furloughs, as what happened here this morning, that's happening at many communities around DOD installations. So I think that maybe a good result of this will be a better understanding of what the community's perception of us as federal workers that are around DOD, and I don't say that to minimize any other federal employees.
As we close out, what message do you want to send to the public that's listening today? That includes, of course, federal employees, your colleagues, members of Congress, agency leaders.
This isn't fair. We have the proof. We're going to get people to listen. We support a very vital function in this country. Most of us are veterans or former military or spouses of those, and we don't deserve to be treated like this. I represent a lot of hired, dedicated employees that take an oath and take that oath serious, and we're not going to go, well, we're going to fight this. We're going to fight it. You know, I believe it wholeheartedly.
Don Hale, the chair of AFGE's Defense Conference. Don, great having you on the program today, and thank you for the work that you do for federal employees.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll learn about the personal toll of furloughs with AFGE DOD Local 2077 member Marianne Seamster.